share in the secret.
Chaos in Egypt continues. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our radio show, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those spots in between, including beyond the borders of the United States. Wow, we're close to another weekend, but close to no resolution yet with what's happening to the throngs of people in Cairo. And to be fair, if one part of you really says, you know, Mubarak is a dictator. And so the young people who are disenfranchised, making up 52% of that population and so many of them unemployed, are protesting. They want a better form of democracy. They want free elections. And then you throw in the Mubarak thugs, and now it's gotten just simply dirty. It's more than Molotov cocktails or beating up the press. And it's intensified what's gone on now in the streets. It's a lot scarier, heightened emotions, if you will. So it's spreading like wildfire. And the government claimed that foreigners were partly to blame for more than a week of the demonstrations. So they're demanding that they go away. Really? Well, they're trying to go away. So many are stuck at the Cairo airport. A lot of Americans have been lifted out, if you will, through charter planes. There's still some that are there. In the meantime, with this thing with the reporters, I think it's frightening, and it just adds another level to how out of control the chaos has gotten. I mean, legitimate reports of dozens of reporters, some that had to be hospitalized, one that was threatened with being beheaded. But where is Egypt in the future? What happens once the dust settles, if hopefully it does, because we're going into a weekend where you're talking about 10, 11 days of this. But at least Mubarak, apparently, is actually talking about quitting, meeting with some U.S. officials behind the scenes and actually saying he may step aside. That's a big, big move. Here's what the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to say about Egypt and all that ails it.
Government and a broad and credible representation of Egypt's opposition, civil society, and political factions to begin immediately serious negotiations on a peaceful and orderly transition. The Egyptian government must demonstrate its willingness to ensure journalists' ability to report on these events to the people of Egypt and to the world. We also condemn in the strongest terms attacks on peaceful demonstrators, human rights activists, foreigners, and diplomats.
All right, and so then moving along, and he's talking about she's talking about the journalists, the attacks, and of course you would condemn that. It's ridiculous. And that doesn't help if it's the Muslim Brotherhood or others that are partly to blame for that. That's the key. Who was doing it? Was it the pro-Mubarak protesters? Who was it that went off on several of these news crews? In fact, the scariest one, I think, of all the stories was the foreign correspondent for Sweden's national TV, big station, SVT, who was in a Cairo hospital. Nobody knew. He was severely beaten, and he was missing, and they thought he was kidnapped, thought he was gone, you know, tried to do everything they could to find him, and then he turns up in the hospital. And then there were crews that were surrounded on a road between the airport and downtown, and luckily they were released. That was the ABC news people, and there were a whole bunch of them. Al Jazeera said that six of their journalists were detained by the Egyptians too in the past week, and the equipment was stolen and destroyed. So this is unprecedented levels of what they're doing here, and it's broadcasting, I think, some nasty images to the rest of the Arab world, if that. And I don't think that's done either. And limits the coverage, too, as well. John McCain, Senator McCain, had his own take on Egypt.
I think that it's the right thing for the Egyptian military to do what it can to stop the violence that we saw yesterday. The best opportunity for a pro-democracy government and not a radical Islamic government is an open, transparent process. I believe that the people of Egypt are the most cultured, sophisticated group of people probably in the whole Middle East. It's the center of the Middle East, and I have some confidence that a free and fair and transparent election, we could respect the outcome.
All right, so transparency in Egypt. Mubarak should be out in the next week, but who comes in? And that is an even bigger question. Why do we care? We've already talked about that in the past couple of shows, especially in our last show. We talked about the economic realities of why it's important of what's happening, and also from the ideology point of view, too, and the positioning on the chessboard of where Egypt is located. If you want to throw in on what's right, what's wrong in Egypt, please do, fair or foul, 800-259-5791. Remember, I always say this, I don't care about your political stripes, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, but if you have something worthwhile to share, please do it. It's about the overnight conversation on this highway, and we're trying to certainly stir that up. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Madam President.
Uh-huh.
You know, since this cold weather has come, all my girlfriend wants to do is stare through the glass. And if it gets any colder, I'm going to have to let her in.
Oh, you have a dog?
Yeah, she's a dog.
It's too cold. You can't have your dog out there in these temperatures.
No, I said my girlfriend.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Okay. I want to get to Egypt another time. I used to see the Ice Palace posters for Led Zeppelin in 1967 printed on the telephone poles in Pasadena, California, where they used to appear at the Ice Palace there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend, David Martin Fisher, was a member of the Kinks when he was in England for a very short period of time. He was an organist, and then they had a clash, and he got kicked out. So that was the end of his reign. But
So for people who don't know, I was talking about the 50 greatest riffs of all time, and there's an article in AOL. If you go to AOL.com in the music section, there's an article there, and I was talking to Jason Peirce, who wrote that. And, boy, lots of different criteria for what the 50 greatest riffs are. It's interesting on the list what was chosen. I didn't agree with all of them, but certainly some of them.
I agreed with his one with Hendrix. I thought Voodoo Child was great.
Yeah.
But I didn't find out if Creedence made it. I loved Susie Q with that
line. No Creedence.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
remember, it's about the chords. It's about the chords.
Yeah.
If I say guitarist, I mean, who's the greatest guitarist of all time?
Clapton.
Is it? Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's Clapton. You could say Eddie Van Halen
Ginger
would make
Baker.
A list.
Ginger Baker.
Yeah, yeah. But I say Clapton. I agree with you. How about that? We agree. I say Clapton, absolutely. I mean, pick apart the songs or whatever, or talk about the riffs, but I think the greatest guitarist is Eric Clapton. See, you never know what you're going to get on America Tonight. Thanks, Dan. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Once you dig yourself out of all the snow, that tops odds and ends across the country. People are talking about not just this storm, the ice, the snow, 30 states that had various stages of however much sleet or rain or the combination of things ultimately, but pretty much what the conversation is how much so far the totals, and the totals are crazy. Cities are running out of the salt and the brine and the things that they put down that they plan for in their budget. So now they got to come up with a way to pay for it. It's been that kind of winter. In fact, as we're talking right now in Dallas, Texas, the Super Bowl will be hosted there on Sunday. Snow is falling big time. It was going to be maybe an inch or 2 inches, but if it keeps falling, it may be 5 inches. I don't know. I took a look, went outside as we stepped away, and it is coming down big time. But I'll tell you where it really, really came down was in Chicago. You look at Lakeshore Drive. Did you see any of those photos? Oh, those photos were something. The cars, it looked like a parking lot. Or it looked like, at one point when I was seeing some of the shots, it looked as though you were at a car lot, the way the cars were across, and it just had snow all over the place. So in Chicago, they're prepared for this. And they're swift. They get in there. They know what they're doing. They respond. I mean, it was a monstrous blizzard. Yeah, and like an incredible spectacle, too, almost, to see it. I think those photos are some of the craziest photos I've ever seen of cars buried in snow. Yes, other people in the Midwest had to deal with that. But you had wind chills that were minus 30 in some places. That 25 inches of snow in Chicago, it's the third largest winter storm in their history. And they dug out pretty fast. You look at Lakeshore Drive, where the cars were just buried, and then the next day, it was like the next day, and it was all cleared. It was completely cleared. It was crazy. Of course, people had to go and get their cars from tow lots. But what are you going to do? It's Mother Nature. You got to get the cars off the road fast, especially a city that size. You can't just leave the cars there, so that's what happened. Oh, wouldn't that be the worst, though? So they had 500 plows and like 1,000 workers, and they got it done. They got it done, even with those whiteout conditions. So some of the drivers who were trapped for hours, because they had to get the drivers, too. You can't drive when that snow is just slamming down on the windshield and you can't see. Because you're going to ram somebody, or you're going to end up taking a wrong turn somewhere. Bottom line is it would be like driving blind. But you don't even have the sense of the senses that a blind person develops. You can't do it. It's the worst. And so they did a good job actually cleaning it up. And different story when it comes to New York. Remember how terrible it was in New York, the storm where they had like 2 feet of snow, and Bloomberg was beside himself trying to figure out why it happened and then taking blame for it and all that other stuff. But Chicago, for how they responded, how they cleared the roads, I'd have to say they did a pretty decent job compared to other cities and how people are complaining. And in Texas, where they got hit with a lot of ice, the response not so great on some of those side streets, and the ice made it as like you were driving on an ice rink in many of those back roads, and has lasted for 3-4 days. Now you have the snow on top of it, so I guess it depends on where you live. But watch those snow totals. There's a massive race to be the state that can claim they had to suffer through the most snow ever in a season. And already in New Jersey and New York, they're up to 59 inches and counting. I don't know that they'll take it. It seems as though Boston has a little bit higher total, and it may be Boston in the end. And not even anybody in the in the Midwest. So in filling in some of the odds and ends, things that are being talked about, business, 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 baby, and the business of unemployment. Employment, it seems as though more people are talking about jobs, but I think those numbers are a fallacy. And I read a number about January. They were talking about 9.8%. And I always say this. The one thing that's not put in the middle of it is the underemployed and people who are stringing so many jobs together, part-time jobs, not with full benefits and all that sort of stuff. So employment is as though it seems as though it's gaining some speed. But yet, when I talk to people, and especially when you talk to college graduates, there are like no jobs for people coming out. Unless they've got a way into a law firm, they're going to medical school, if they're continuing to get another degree and they're working in the university or whatever. But it's pretty tough. I mean, the jobs are limited out there. So then you have Ben Bernanke, who is warning of this catastrophe. If the debt limit isn't raised, and he just drilled the Republicans, saying that delays in raising that $14.3 trillion debt limit really could just cripple the U.S. and force the U.S. into a position of defaulting on debt, and the financial system and the fiscal policies and economy, he said what would happen is it would just cut everything off. The House of Cards would topple. And he said, listen, He talked about the Obama administration and what they've talked about as far as future budget deficits, and he says it has to be a credible plan. Really, you think so? But at the same time, in listening to him speak in the past, we could dig up sound of Ben Bernanke, who tried to say that everything was going to be all right, that we were headed in the right direction. Go back 8 months, I think 10 months even, and you wouldn't hear the kind of caution you're hearing now in his voice. Anyway, here's what he said as far as moving into the future and the economy not looking so wonderful.
Although economic growth will probably increase this year, we expect the unemployment rate to remain stubbornly above and inflation to remain persistently below the levels that Federal Reserve policymakers have judged to be consistent over the longer term with our mandate from the Congress to foster maximum employment and price stability.
All right, so here's the thing. It's the jobs, jobs, jobs. You got to get the jobs up. So the jobs that were promised have to become a reality, because the unemployment, as long as you still have that hovering around, it's still close enough to 10%. That's part of the problem here. And, okay, so yes, you got to raise the debt ceiling, but at the same time, really the golden opportunity that slipped away that we constantly hear about is the jobs, the jobs, the jobs. And how can you have an economic recovery until the job market improves? And the answer is you can't. The jobs have to improve. So if employment improves in 2011, then there's a much better chance that we can turn a corner. You know, part of the problem is, and it's always denied, just printing money. Let's just print the money up and worry about it later. And then it makes the money worth, the currency worth nothing. And then you start to compare the currency and you look at what's happening on the world stage. And it is pretty scary. We talked about Charlie Sheen a lot this week. In fact, he made our Bad Boys Club, and it was easy to pick on him. And he was our throw you under the bus moment of the week, because he threw his coworkers under the bus and then got defensive about it when stories started to break about how much money the series would lose. And now he's saying he wants to return to TV and that he should be back by the end of February. They halted production on his show, 2.5 Men. But he's saying he feels pretty good. He was intoxicated just a couple nights ago and in pain, according to the 911 call. But now he's saying he feels pretty good and he wants to get back to work. What do you think the studios will do? That's the question. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Again, the Obama administration is definitely in talks with some of the top Egyptian folks about the resignation of President Mubarak and the possible formation of some kind of an interim government that would prepare the country for elections in September. That's the plan. Whether it happens or not, you know, a different story. You have dozens of reporters beaten. You have... all kinds of problems in the streets, a very ugly turn in the crisis in Egypt. So something has to be done when you've got the President Mubarak thugs or supporters who are trying to do what they can, and then you've got the people who were protesting and saying they just wanted these free elections, and now you've got Molotov cocktails times 10. So we'll see where it all heads. Okay, another couple of quick things for you. Then we're going to go to the phones. Don in Wyoming and anybody else who wants to share, go ahead, 800-259-5791. The other thing, and this is worth mentioning inside the Beltway because we keep talking about money, and you just heard Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, and what he had to say about the economy not looking so rosy. The Republicans, who, of course, have the majority in the House, are promising flat-out to slash domestic agencies' budgets by almost 20% for the upcoming year. Wow, 20%, saying, look, the spending spree is over, period. We've got to restore some kind of sanity to the budget process and forget the whole pre-stimulus, we've got to go back to the pre-stimulus, pre-bailout levels. And I don't think they're going to get everything they want, the Republicans. The Democrats are still in charge at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they've got the Senate. So the magnitude of the cuts could change, because 20, You know what that means? It means furloughs of federal employees, probably subsidized housing would have to crumble or be seriously reduced. National parks, forget about it. They'd be open, I don't know, 2 days a week, only on the weekends. Police, fire departments, schools, all that kind of stuff, they would be hit by it. So 20%, where would that 20% come from? That's the question. I think they'll get their way on some of it. And, hey, it's got to make the tough choices now because, you know what, we screwed the pooch. Sorry, when you spent the money on the bailouts and everything else, that was it. We just cleaned out the money. So now it's time to pay up, and the pay up is going to come at the expense of maybe some people who could ill afford to have that happen to them. But the Republicans said, we campaigned on cutting domestic programs, $100 billion from it, and we're sticking to it. We're sticking to this. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, you know, something's got to get Obama to stop spending so much money.
I mean, something drastic.
I mean, you know, and if the Republicans are going to go over the debt limit, then it's either he's going to, destroy the economy or make things a lot worse than what they are, or he's going to have to quit spending as much money as he's doing. Because this is, you know, I mean, I admit Republicans spent too much money when they were in charge, too. They both do it, but he's spending three times as much as Bush was spending in debt per year, you know, and something's got to get him to stop. And, you know, when they did that stimulus package or whatever, Kate, all Obama did back then is, I remember specifically there was 200,000 teachers and cops that were facing losing their jobs, you know,
right.
And so he basically used that money to keep those people employed, you know, and so that the unemployment rate wouldn't go higher than what it is. You know, I think, you know, he said when he was running, it wouldn't go above 8%. And it seemed to level out at about 9.5%, which is where we've been at for, the last couple of years?
Yeah.
You know, but if he had, that stimulus money, he'd probably have been up at 12-13% unemployment nationwide on the average. And some states are at that. You know, there's other states.
Oh, yeah, like, so Nevada's at that.
Yeah, like Wyoming, we're only at 5 or 6% unemployment, you know. But you know, so other states are a lot higher. You know, the average is right now at 9, but it would have been a lot higher. And then, of course, that's, you know, people point at it like, well, you said it wouldn't go above 8, and now you're at 12-13%, so you don't know how to get jobs. And, you know, it would have cost him, you know, any chance at re-election. So,
yeah.
You know, so he's playing politics a little bit with the money, you know, but something's got to get him to stop, and they've got to go in, and they just got to cut, Kate. I mean, you know, I don't
they
know
have
if
to.
If that's cutting entitlements or what they got to cut, you know. Hey, did you say you're getting snow down there in Dallas?
Oh, it's coming down like you wouldn't believe. Right now, as I am talking to all of you, snow is flying down all over the place. Blankets
now, see,
of it.
That's what happens when
Buckets.
You put Pittsburgh and Green Bay in Super Bowl, okay? They were with us. They didn't know where they were going to play. Like, well, of course, I guess they can close up the field there in Dallas, you know, and play. But I bet you they're going to sit there and tell Jerry to leave. Well, I guess he can't leave the thing. That thing doesn't have a retractable roof, does it?
It's gone. They can close the roof. Yeah, it has a retractable roof, but they can close it. It's closed.
Okay. So, but
unlike the other hole, unlike the original stadium, remember, that just had the hole.
Did they ever blow the old stadium down?
It's done. Yeah, it's been gone for at least 6-7 months. Yeah.
Yeah, you tell how much of a Cowboy fan I am, right? I'm not even paying attention. I'm disgusted with them. But anyway, though, and I guess with that big huge television, you know, that he wouldn't be able to leave it open and let it snow, you know, because I'm like, I'm thinking Green Bay and Pittsburgh, if they're bringing the weather with them, they probably want to play in it, you know. So
right.
Hey, it's going to be fun taking the score next hour with this. So,
I mean, it will be fun because this is it. Yes.
Yeah, it's last game of the year, right?
Yeah.
So hey, listen, are you still driving that Acura? You had an Acura a long time ago.
I do have an Acura, yes.
You still have the same car?
I do. It's incredible, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're built great. I just remember that because Who was the guy that used to work with you back when Shake Your Legs was there a long time ago?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't think of her name right now, so.
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie, that's right, Jackie Blue. Anyway.
Jackie Blue, wow, big memory. She was great, I liked her.
Yeah, anyway, I just like the song, Kate, but anyway. Anyway, she had, you guys were doing something trying to boost your gas mileage or whatever, and that's when you told her when you drove an Acura, and I just didn't know if you still had the same car or not. I mean, they're built to last. I mean, you can drive an Acura for 20 years, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a car. I live in the land of cars, drive for show, but I don't. To me, you know this. Cars lose their value when you drive them off the lot, unless you're driving like the Hondas are pretty solid and they're good for resale. The Toyotas and stuff, the Acuras, you get pretty good bang for your buck in the resale for the Blue Book and whatnot. But really, you know this. Cars, like I just said, they lose their value the second you drive them off the lot. I don't see, I get it. I mean, you know, people want to drive Hummers and Jags and whatever, but geez, that's a crazy money to spend on a car.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, you know, and Kate, I'm telling you right, is it true the tickets at that game are $800 face value?
Oh, more. People are paying like $2,000.
No, I mean, just the face value of the ticket. I mean,
Yeah.
They're charging $800 just to get into the game.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people got $800 to go, you know? I mean, even the Super Bowls are getting outpriced to where just the average fan, you know, couldn't afford to go to that game. I mean, you know, if you're talking two tickets for $1,600 for you on a date or your wife or son or whatever, I mean, it's just, you know, even that. And then you sit back and you think people are spending that much money, and then you start thinking, you know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I got to go to the Super Bowl once, Kate, and it's a great experience if it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But there's probably people that go to every one of them that spend that kind of money, and you just shake your head going, you know, there's...
That's crazy. That's crazy. Because, listen, you know this. $800, you could get on a plane and pick a cool place to go. I don't care. Go hang out by a pool in Miami and walk down South Beach and look at the pretty women. Or go someplace else out on a boat and go deep sea fishing. That what you could do with that money, and you just would really have to love the teams, I think, that your life is just, you know, it's just your passion is pouring out for the team and you're willing to spend that kind of money. But I don't think it's worth it. And then what kind of view are you getting? What kind of ticket are you getting for that?
Yeah, you know, and it's great to be part of the camaraderie and all that, you know, but I just sit back and I say, you know, Kate, I'm just, you know, the economic condition of the country and, you know, and you see people spending money like that, then it's kind of like, you know, other people around the world are listening to this, like, wow, they're paying this much money to go watch a game, you know, and you know, and then they're sitting there saying, you know, well, you know, the United States got bad financial problems. That's the way it goes, you know. So, but hey, other thing I heard, Kate, one last thing quick here is, you know how you hear about out of Obama's mouth and all these politicians about green energy and all this stuff, Kate. You know that's just politics, right? These guys don't give a crap. You know, remember how I talked to you, I was great.
No, it's money. It's money for companies that are going to pump out the green energy stuff. Products.
And you know, if they cut, you know, like, the speed limit to 65, let's say America saved, you know, 4 million barrels of oil a day. Instead of using 21 million, they're only using 17 million a day, right?
Right.
But guess what, Kate? Every gallon gets 17 and a half cents taxed onto it. You know, you're talking, the government would lose $20 million a day by reducing the speed limit 10 miles an hour so we could cut back and save gas. And they don't want to lose any money. They can't even figure out how to budget the balance of money that they've got, you know?
No, they can't. They don't want to lose that money. Don, thanks. On the flip side, we'll take more calls, and we're going to check the mail. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
So what he goes there for is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're going to check the mail. You know, I always invite you to throw your thoughts out there through the chat or americatonight.net. Let's go to Brian in Missouri. Brian, how are you holding up with all the snow?
All right, I guess. Yesterday it was kind of a challenge to just get outside my front door. I had a snowdrift so high against my front door, I had to climb out my bedroom window to just get outside.
Wow, that's rough. That's rough when you got to do that, and you just got to try to. And then when once you do that, you're just surrounded by snow. So you, what are you, armed with a shovel and just sort of the blower, and you're just trying to blow a path out there?
Because the bedroom window was so close to the door, I was trying to get cleared out anyway. All we could push out from the door was enough to basically get the shovel out the door. Then I basically had to start scooping from there to try to get a pathway made out.
Wow.
And we're to the point where people's trying to figure out where to go with all this snow, because until they start having to transport it to wherever they're going to take it to, which there's a couple of towns that's still trying to figure out where that's even going to be. They have no place to clear off the rest of the streets because it's so piled up everywhere.
Yeah, you know what? That happened in Chicago along the lake, Lake Michigan, and you can't dump the snow, but they made an exception because they had nowhere to go with it. They had to get it cleared, so they dumped the snow there because it, what it does, it upsets the balance of the system of the flow, the water tables and whatnot, but they allowed them to do it because they had the same problem you're having. What do you do with the snow? They're having that same problem in a lot of other places. It's just piling up, yeah.
And there's some counties on the back county roads that got drift so high, they're still trying to dig their way out to clear out the road for people. They're seeing some places there's drifts about 3 feet high.
Wow. That's crazy.
And I've also heard that our Governor Jay Nixon has issued a disaster declaration to Washington. Let's see how much money Washington's going to be pumping into this storm, because I don't know about you, but around here the bill is starting to stack up quite quickly for cleaning this mess up.
Yeah, no kidding. You absolutely. See, that's the other side of this, because there's been so much. I said this earlier, the local townships and the cities and the states, they're done. They're done with, they've spent their budget already. They spent their budget. What do you do when you're out of everything? Normally you prepare for even a little bit over what you think the snowfall might be or certain conditions. And once you've busted that budget, it's done.
And on top of that, you know how Interstate 70 between St. Louis and Kansas City, they have never closed down before?
Right.
This storm got a first for that.
Yeah, they had to close it down.
Yeah, and they also had to close down, I think it's I-44 that goes into Oklahoma also.
Mm.
But it was so big of a mess Tuesday night. We even had factories like General Mills over this way closing down.
Really? And they normally wouldn't do that. They're up no matter what.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
that's the story. It's, you know, that's the story everywhere.
And we have had medical clinics closed for 2 days now. They're just now getting back up and going today.
Wow. That's scary. That's scary if you have to have something done and you can't get in or because they're closed. And we had, so you know, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas with the ice storm they had that the nation's reading about, they had rolling blackouts, and that was affecting the hospitals too. Just like you're saying, yours were closed. That was affecting the power sources, and they would get hit maybe every 15 minutes or so. Boy, you think of the operations and some of the things that could have happened there. That's not good at all. So I feel you. I understand. That's not good. Absolutely.
And the school kids have been out since Monday afternoon. They let out early Monday, and there's quite a few of them that aren't even going to attempt going back till at least Monday.
Wow, so I guess they got to make that time up?
Yeah, it'll probably be tacked on to the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bummer. It's okay when you have that time off, but then when it gets tacked on to the end of the year and it goes deeper into June, when you're a kid, you like the idea that you got the snow days off, but boy, you don't like having that on the backside. Oof. No way, no how. Woo!
Mm. And I even heard in one town that just for the police department to get around Tuesday night, they had to get the National Guard Humvees out to just get around to accident calls.
Really?
Because their own four-wheel drive vehicles couldn't cut through it.
Wow. That's bad. How many inches was it?
What I've heard was anywhere, depending on the area, anywhere from 14 to 20.
14-20? Wow. So just like Chicago.
Depending on where you're at in this vicinity, you ended up with anywhere from 14-20.
Wow. Crazy. And I'm sure there's people listening to us that haven't had any snow and they can't relate, Brian, to what we're talking about because they don't get this kind of snow. I mean, this has to be record-setting amounts across the states, I believe. Brian, thanks.
Well, have a good night, and hopefully we don't end up with more Sunday.
I agree with you. It's, you know, we're all sick of the snow already in some parts of the country. Either, you know, the snowmageddon, it's funny the first time. The kids get the days off. Now people have cabin fever, and they really are not excited about the idea of more snow. Yeah. So I think Brian's not alone in that. Talked to some of the people in Chicago, which I have, and it was great at first. The first storm is always fine, but then you start to get deeper into this thing, and you have to deal with what he was just talking about, the removing of the snow, or how to get out of your house and how to get where you're going. Or David in Dallas called us, and he loses time because he's not working. His work is called off, and he's not getting paid, and that's happened to a lot of people, too. All right, quickly, we're gonna go to the mail just briefly. We're heading to the mailbag. In checking the mail, it seems like overwhelmingly, we've got one from Tina, one from Bob in Austin, one from David T. listening to us in Vermont, another one from Izzy Cubed, so it must not be the original Izzy. And all of those emails pertain to Egypt and in some fashion or form what I think is going to happen and who takes over. Well, now it looks like there's been these meetings going on for a transition away from Mubarak and convincing Mubarak to just resign, that that was the best thing for the country, and someone, some kind of interim government being put into place until the elections in September. If all that goes well, I give Mubarak through the weekend and that's it, and then I think he's gone. I can't see how they'll let things continue this way. I say they'll let, but the agreements, if they can get Mubarak to step aside and then figure out how to make it work where somebody's in place, at least temporarily, and then do the election thing. So things should be quelled in Cairo, probably by the end of the weekend.